This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We are kicking off a very special live edition of the show. I mean, live on location, kind of live. We're live 6 nights a week from our studio, our beautiful studio in Keene, New Hampshire. But tonight we're in Nashua, New Hampshire, surrounded by a group of wonderful, liberty-minded people, hundreds of them, who... There they are. There's at least a fraction.
Hundreds.
And they are here for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, as are we. In fact, we're going to be broadcasting for the entirety of the weekend. Although, unfortunately, I will have to not be here for some of it. So, Mark, you are going to be in charge, and hopefully you won't break everything.
I'm normally in charge.
Anyway, the organizer of the
keep you around for the technical stuff.
The organizer of the Liberty Forum is here with us, and we might as well start with you, Chris Lawless. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Glad you're here.
Thanks, guys.
Because you always do just a tremendous job putting this event together. Is this your third year organizing this?
Yeah, it's the fourth year of the event. It's the third year that I've been running it, correct.
Okay. And it's the third year it's been here at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire.
That's correct. It's third year we're here, and every year is just a little bit bigger, a little bit better.
You know, the cheese and the from the hors d'oeuvres and my palate has never experienced something so wonderful. It was awesome. The Crowne Plaza always throws a great gig.
Yeah, the food here is actually really good. That's one of one of the many reasons we come back here.
So give me some idea of what's going to be going on this weekend. I've got the schedule here, and I can go down it, but
the anticipation is palpable. What's happening?
So today we had, a lot of people came in early. We had some gun shoots, little state house tours. Right now we have a welcome reception going on. People are meeting each other. But we're going to kick it off tomorrow with an opening reception. We have speakers from all different walks of the liberty movement, so there really is something from everyone. There's some political speakers, there's some anarchy speakers, there's some economic speakers, anti-war speakers. We truly have the mishmash representing all the liberty activism.
How many total speakers?
That's a great question.
It's close to 30.
Yeah,
a couple dozen at least, yeah.
Absolutely. There's probably, I'd say, 26 different sessions.
So everything with the whole shebang, what's that cost? At the door now.
At the door now, it's $130 for speakers only because we can't give you meals because you waited too long to order.
We sold out.
We sold out of meals on the internet, so they'd have to come down, see it in person. We could definitely let people in the door. They're definitely going to want to see Judge Napolitano tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's the big headliner.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. You're likely going to hear a lot of interviews throughout the next few days on the program, which is, of course, unusual for Free Talk Live. But it's still going to be open phones. You're still welcome to call in toll-free and, as always, bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind.
Yep. So. I hear, Chris, the opening ceremony at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow, because we're not yet open. I mean, all these people are having a good time and everything, and we haven't even started the Liberty Forum yet. I hear there's going to be a big deal at the opening ceremony.
Yeah, absolutely. 9:30, we start with the opening ceremony, and I'm going to give you a little talk. But right when we start, I have two special surprises. I don't even want to give one of them away. One of them we're going to be, let's just say, a remote welcome. And the other is we're going to start off the Liberty Forum with a bang. I'm willing to bet that no conference has ever started this way that I've ever heard of.
You know, when when gun lovers and Second Amendment rights people get together and you talk about starting off with a bang, it's a little scary.
Yeah, I can promise you that it will not involve firearms.
Okay, well, that's good news. And then Judge Napolitano's, of course, Friday evening. And Saturday, big day. You've got Anthony Gregory, David Friedman, who is my personal favorite here. I'm so excited about hearing him speak. And Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. Anybody else you want to point out?
Well, I was going to say Stuart Rhodes will be here from Oath Keepers.
That's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, he's very excited to be here. We're also going to have Tom Barton's going to speak. Michelle Seven, who I heard you guys, she was on your show.
Yeah,
that's
a great
really,
lady.
Kind of made me say, hey, I need to have her at the Liberty Forum. So she's going to be... She's going to be speaking tomorrow, and Will Grigg is probably the one I'm looking forward to on Sunday.
That's Will Grigg from LouRockwell.com. We talk about his stuff a lot on the show. He does a great job of following unfortunate rise of the police state in this country. So looking forward to that.
I was, you know, in there where everyone else was having drinks. I was not, but I saw Radley Balco lurking about
from and, Reason.com.
Yeah, I'm going to have him, you know, get in here later on. And Jacob Hornberger's wrapping it up on Sunday. That's a huge name.
Yeah, absolutely. He was just on Freedom Watch with the judge last week, and we're really looking forward to hear what he has to say on Sunday to wrap things up.
Awesome.
It's really like a who's who. I mean, the guest list here at the Liberty Forum is like a who's who of the Liberty movement. I mean, a lot of people listening to the show may not have any idea who we're talking about. I mean, these aren't really people that are generally making the circuit on the big news shows, with the exception of Andrew Napolitano.
Yeah.
I mean, people know that name.
Yeah, he's going to, besides giving that speech, he's going to be doing a book signing after the speech, right?
Absolutely. We'll have books for sale, you know, all the different books that he's written, and he'll be staying right after the speech to sign them, talk to people, you know, maybe take some pictures.
Awesome. Really, really great.
1-800-259-9231. That's the number that connects you here with us. Whether you want to talk about the forum here or whatever might happen to be on your mind, that's fine too. Again, 800-259-9231. I'm so jealous because I have to go down to New York City tomorrow for this talk radio convention, and I get to miss the bulk of all of the fun, all the great speakers. Friday and Saturday, I'm not going to be here, so I'll be tuning in Saturday night to hear what it's all about. And of course, there will be all kinds of interesting folks to talk to. Michelle Seven just actually walked through the door here. Maybe we'll be able to pull her over in a moment and talk to her. We've had Michelle on the show before. She actually called in this week, but we've actually had her on as a guest to talk about how she is, and I believe she still is, refusing to pay the IRS. She's nodding. That's good. So Michelle is one of my heroes. Looking forward to talking to her.
So now Saturday's lined up. Michelle's speaking on Saturday, and Saturday's lined up with a lot of speakers. So one could, if they couldn't get off on, say, Friday, they had to work, they could still come in on Saturday and get.
Absolutely. We have five different sessions, so they would be able to see five different speakers that day.
And what's that ticket? It's just a Saturday ticket.
I believe it's $60, but
yeah, it's really, really a bargain.
And one other thing I'd like to point out for all the people who are listening is we will have some of these up on the Internet almost immediately. And also for people who are attending who are having that dilemma of I can only be at one place at one time, we are actually going to have a room downstairs with recordings. So if you can't be in two places at once,
oh wow,
you'll be able to, you know, after dinner or something, go down there.
You don't get that at any other convention.
So wait, what I missed. I'm sorry, I was doing a little technical thing here. What's being recorded?
So we'll be recording the whole thing.
Oh, great.
And once, so let's say you couldn't see speaker A, you had to see speaker B. You can go downstairs. We're going to have a TV. You can be able to watch that right down there later on in the afternoon.
Will the videos be available online later for everybody that couldn't make it out?
Absolutely. We'll have them as soon as available. We have a team that will be posting them probably like one every couple days on the Free State Project.
Oh, that's great.
YouTube channel.
It really, for me,
great.
That's always been one of the most frustrating thing about being here is that there's usually so many great speakers and there's only one of me, so I can only be in one place at one time, and I normally see a lot of people with video cameras. Anybody's allowed to videotape here, is that right, Chris?
Yeah, they will be. Everyone will be allowed to videotape. We are asking that people sign something for two reasons. One is we want their email address so that we can contact them and say, hey, you might have video, can we share it?
Mm-hmm.
And another is there will be no taping of one of the sessions. We'll just have to keep that for due to contract issues.
Okay, so. Right. But mostly 90%+.
I would say 90%+. You can videotape. We welcome people videotaping pictures, and we just want you to share. That's the one thing that we're asking the people to do.
So,
with us.
It's a libertarian event. I see a lot of cameras and a lot of doodads around here. They love their gizmos. But you know what I'm also seeing is I'm seeing people packing heat on their hips.
Can you imagine that there's people who have firearms on their hips and they don't hurt anybody? It's a great thing to live in the Free State.
Yeah. Here we are in New Hampshire, probably the nicest hotel I've been to in New Hampshire. There may be others vying for it, and people are walking around with guns on their hips. It's, you know, it's not the wild, wild west. It's just normal folks.
Yeah, it's actually funny. One of the speakers had emailed me today, and he goes, hey, I heard I can open carry. Is that true? I said, absolutely. We encourage it.
All right, 800-259-9231. Chris Lawless, I'm sure you'll be touching base with us here throughout the weekend, kind of giving us highlights and your observations as the organizer of the event. Always appreciate having you here.
Now, before you go on the numbers, Chris, because, I mean, the event's about how many butts you put in the seats, right?
Right.
How many people have you had compared to last year?
I think we have 350 pre-registrations, meaning people who've already gone through the website, clicked in. So I think it was like 352 or something like that.
That's
when we
fantastic.
Shut down on Monday.
More coming up from the Liberty Forum. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at VARadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
The end is near.
No, this is not a New Age prophecy. I'm Steve Shank. Alex and I told you 2 weeks ago about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free production special that eFoods Direct is running on the new Quick Fix Storable Food Supplies. Get your order in by Monday, March 22nd, or lose out on the best delicious storable easy fix food deal on the planet. On Monday the 22nd, we stop taking the Buy 3, Get 1 Free orders, total them up, and go to production. Those smart enough to get their orders in by Monday the 22nd will get one free for every three they buy of the special items. You know you're going to need all the food you can get. You can't afford to wait another minute. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we're here for, live from the 2010 Liberty Forum at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. Just an absolutely spectacular hotel here, and apparently they're good to the Free State Project because we're back now for the third year in a row. And there's lots of people pouring in. Today is sort of the official first day, though there weren't any...
this is the unofficial first day.
Well, I mean, it's in the schedule, so it's an official first day. It's just that there aren't any
opening ceremonies tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, whatever. It's in the schedule. So there just aren't any speakers today. They had normally they go out and they do a gun shoot thing, which Michelle Seven is with us here, and it's my understanding you went out to the gun thing today.
Absolutely. They had two different sessions, one this morning and one this afternoon, and since I was up really late last night with Liberty Caravan people who are here, I went to the afternoon shoot and I had a blast. It was great.
Great. Now, isn't that Boston? Was it Boston Tea Party that was putting that on?
Actually, no. What is it? Ken? What's his
name? I don't know.
From Boston Tea Party.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, he was there and he. Actually help people with shotgun skills,
right?
But it was actually put on by the gun club, I believe.
Now, he is his real name's Ken, but he's known as Boston Tea Party. He's one of the I guess more prolific authors in the movement, and he's here this weekend.
Yes.
And he's come actually out from the Free State Wyoming movement, which is kind of, you know, like the little brother, if you will, of the Free State Project. They're trying out.
You're
there.
You're such a generous man.
Yeah, they're trying. They're doing their best. So, Michelle Seven, I mean, we've had you on the show before in the past, and you told us that you weren't paying the IRS. You had decided that you'd had it. What brought you to that conclusion? I mean, I presume you paid at some point in your life. I did. I also, like you, no longer pay them. So what was your path to that conclusion?
Actually, in other than money that was maybe taken out for FICA or SDI or something like that out of paychecks while I was, you know, waitressing in high school and college, I've never filed or paid income.
Wow.
Taxes. Yeah.
That's impressive. Now, so that's a while.
Have they gotten a hold of you? Said, hey, you know, we'd like some more money.
A couple times.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So that's at least a few years, at least 5 years, would you say, right? I mean,
well, I'm 42.
I wasn't going to ask you that.
So that's 20 years.
You make 42 look good, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's a very beautiful lady. So a long time. Have they ever sent you like a threatening letter?
They've called, and essentially, the IRS really wants you to file.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Right. And they don't call and say, we want you to pay. They say, we just want you to file.
And you've told them?
Send me something in the mail.
Okay.
I started with that. I said, you know what, I just don't take phone calls. Sorry.
So did they send you something?
Several things. And but you know what?
Did they scare you? I mean, what are they trying to do?
Well,
what do they say? What is the threat?
The threat is that they're going to take my property.
You own your own home?
No, I've sold everything.
I see.
I got rid of everything.
I own my own home.
Yeah, well, you know, I decided that... That a long time ago, I think when I was about six, that I was a free person.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have believed that income tax equates to slavery.
I agree.
And if you don't own
the see how it couldn't.
Right. If you don't own the fruit of your labor, then you're
what
a slave.
What do you own?
Right. You know, so I own my mind, I own my body, and I own the production that I, you know, and the mix of labor that I put with the resources here. And so I guess I've been willing to give up property, but because I'm a mom with three kids, I was never willing to give up a home. So I just got rid of it myself before it could be taken from me.
So you rent then?
I rent.
Okay. And do you have your own car? I mean, could they take that from you? Or do you?
Sure.
They could. But they.
So?
They
yeah.
Right. If they take my car, they're taking a bigger problem than I.
You can have it.
They can take stuff, but, you know, the IRS really wants to intimidate and scare people.
Mm.
And in actuality, you know, they're very limited as to what they can take. You'd be surprised.
Is that, like what?
Well, they can't take, for example, they can't come in and take your dishes. They can't come in and take your washer and dryer.
Mm.
They can't come in and take your clothes or your children's clothes or your children's toys or their bicycles. Or if you have a car that you use to go to and from work.
I know what anyone else uses their car for.
Right. And, you know, I'm pretty certain that they can't take that as well based upon what I've found. And there are, for example.
So what if my kids live in the house? Can they take the house then?
Well,
where my
or
kids
can they take the kids?
The yeah.
So if you own your home, I suppose that those are one of those things. Or if the bank owns your home. Like, do you own your home or does your bank own the home?
I own it.
Really?
And I paid it off.
Good for you.
So
a corporation that you know, I'm not exactly sure who the owner of the corporation is owns my home.
Right.
Well, so I don't know how that works. So do they get in touch with you every year and say, Michelle, we want you to file? Or when's the last time you heard from them?
A few days ago.
Really?
Yes. And they're actually after me right now for 2006.
Mm.
And then I've received something for 2009 as well that's more benign. But for 2006, they've gone through, and it's just a process, and there's some methodology there. And that's actually what I'm going to talk to people about this year, because I really want to dispense the fear. Because people think, if I don't pay, I'm going to jail. Like, what, next week?
Mm.
Next month? They're going to take everything I own. What? This is for 2006. This was from 4 years ago.
So you haven't filed a return, period? Have you? You've never given them a piece of paper, ever? You've never, like, a 1040 EZ or anything like that, ever?
I filed once
okay.
when I was in college.
Okay.
And,
before you knew better?
Pardon me?
Before you knew better?
Well, in order to qualify for a scholarship, even though it wasn't federal aid, for some reason, they just required.
They got their tentacles into all kinds of things, so it doesn't surprise me.
Right. Well, I'm just trying to understand. I mean, did you earn money more than $14,000 a year from the time of college to? I mean, because you could have been a mom and stayed at home. I'm just trying to figure these things out because, you know, if they're coming after you for 2006, what about the years prior to 2006? You didn't file for those.
No, I didn't. Now, my situation is rather unique, that I was married to someone who's not an American citizen, didn't have a green card, and brought money into this country.
Mm.
So I was still, according to law, obligated to file, but I still didn't then.
Yeah, I don't think if you're not making 14 grand a year that they can prove, being from an employer or something like that, then... I don't even think you have to file that.
You're supposed to file every year.
Is that so?
Well, that's always been my question, is if I'm obligated to file, can you prove the obligation? I mean, show me how I'm obligated to do anything with you people. I mean, to me, the IRS is just a group of strangers that sends threatening letters to people.
They're very organized strangers, though.
Yeah, but
you'd be surprised. They're not nearly as organized as you think.
Indeed. I get that they're not as organized as they should be, because they're the government. And
I'll give you an example. Some time ago, after Motorhome Diaries interviewed me, at that point, they had the IRS had, and I say they, even though it's it, but whatever, I had received something saying that they were going to levy against me and my property, and they, in fact, have since done that, and for $632,000.
Which property is this that they're levying against?
They said whatever property you have.
Oh, so it's just like a piece of paper that says anything that you've got we can take?
Right.
Okay, great.
To collect $632,000.
Right. Except we can't take the car that you drive your kids to school and back from, and we can't take their clothes. We can't take your clothes, and we can't take
I think with
it's
the
heroic.
Bill,
Michelle, if you want to stick around, you're welcome to.
Sure.
Hang on. More coming up here from the Liberty Forum, the 2010 Liberty Forum in Nashville, New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow! I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and the features are completely free. Mark, do we need to talk about some of our wonderful advertisers here tonight, like SACL CAI?
Yeah, SACL CAI. Jason Osborne's here. As a matter of fact, I gave him his bastard sword, given to me by reclaiming the blade, and he's pretty excited about that.
Great. So people can go to our website. They can see the banner column there. We've got SACL's banner right there at the top. Head on over there. If you need collections work done, you need to talk to the folks over at SACL CAI. Our number here is 800-259-9231. Michelle Seven, still with us from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2010 Liberty Forum tomorrow. Not tomorrow. You're going to be speaking, looks like, Saturday afternoon. Is that right, Michelle?
Yeah.
And get real close on that mic. So we were talking about you and your adventures with the IRS. They have come after you. You haven't filed taxes with them in a long time.
Correct.
And they really would like you to start filing taxes, but you're not so interested in doing that.
No, I'm not so interested in proclaiming that I'm a slave and participating in that system, no.
Right. Why would anyone want to voluntarily participate in their system? And they are trying to intimidate you. They're telling you they're going to levy your assets.
Right.
They're going to take something like $600,000 from you or something like that.
Sure.
Do you have a bank account?
Sure, I keep a bank account and
so aren't they coming in there every week and jacking money out of it?
No, actually, so most recently I received this statement that they're going to levy property against me, and I sent them back a form letter requesting a hearing, and this is how unorganized they are. They sent me back a denial for the hearing, saying that with a copy of my postmarked envelope saying that I had not got it in by the 21st, which was the deadline. And they had the date circled. Well, they had the date circled as the 25th, which was the day they received it in their office. But up in the right-hand corner where a postmark goes, it said the 19th. So they don't even know how to open it. They circle the right address, the date. Yes, thank you. So then I, you know, send back a copy of that copy saying no, you know, with the little paint-by-numbers thing so that they could follow along. But, you know, you said something about, you know, why this amount and what are they going to come after? Well, obviously, someone thinks I own something because to have a $632,000 tax bill, they're assuming that I made, like, somewhere around $2 million for that year.
Hmm.
And they're not required to prove that I made that much money.
What do you do, may I ask?
I'm a mom.
Yeah, you're not making $2 million as a mom. I mean, that's
it's a good-paying mom position.
For trading in the market.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next? I mean, they're trying to come after you, but for whatever reason, they're not coming into your bank account to just take money out of it.
No. So when I sent this letter, actually, what that does, this response back saying I would like a hearing, until I get that hearing, they're frozen.
I see.
They're not allowed to touch a bank account or anything else. And there really is, you know, I really wanted to dispel people's fears this weekend because people have so many more rights and things legally, not just human rights, and I'm for human rights and natural law, but there are actually laws in place for people that that enable them to avoid all kinds of troubles with the IRS, but they're just not aware of them.
Yeah, I can't say I'm aware. I mean, I've never read their rules, and when I was younger, I did, because I was told to fill out taxes, but within the last 5 years, I've stopped. And I'm fortunate, I guess, because they haven't bothered to send me anything yet. It's been since 2004 is the last time that I filed their paperwork with them. And I don't know if they don't know my address, but I'm pretty sure they do because there are these people that will buy advertising on our show, and they require that we have some kind of, what is it, a W-9, I think?
W-9.
Yeah, they want, in order to pay us for advertising, they want my tax information.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I know they've got my info because all of those W-9s or whatever are going out to them, but they've never even sent me one letter.
I was found to the court, actually. I received a parking ticket, and I
me too.
I protested.
Good, that's what we're doing right now, actually.
So I went to court, and I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but in Nashville, there's court fees and da 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 da, and so I had to fill out all this paperwork, and that's, I think, how they found me, actually.
Interesting. Now, when did they find you? After how many years were you not sending them the paperwork to where they caught up to you?
Well, They've approached me for 2006 is all.
Okay, they've approached you in 2006?
For the year 2006. Yeah.
I see. So you were not filing for many years before that, and they never came after you.
Right.
Until then.
Right.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
I got a phone call once and a request for me to file, and
I'm sorry, I don't talk to strangers. Goodbye.
Yeah, basically, that's what I said. I actually kind of flipped my hair, batted my eyelashes, and said, you know, I'm just a mom. Can you talk to my husband and call back later? I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
So you have a husband?
No.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
So where's this going to go next? I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, Saturday we're going to chat about that, actually, and I'm very excited about that. But from here, I know that I have no control over what the government, you know, does.
They'll do what they do.
Or whatever,
true.
You know. But in the meantime, I've got three kids who are all liberty-minded, and they're all teenagers, so I'm very comfortable that they're going to be fine. And I suppose if I was presented the choice to cut a check for some amount, whatever that amount is, or go to jail, I'd probably leave the country. Or I'd go to jail. Mm-hmm. I'm not willing to accept coercion.
Good on you. You are just so courageous, and I hope that you will inspire other people to follow in your footsteps, especially folks up here in New Hampshire, because, well, up here we have the added benefit of being able to disobey with our friends. Like, we can have this whole backing that may not exist in Nashville. It may not exist in wherever our listeners might be. But up here, I mean, you literally, if you get called into some sort of court trial, you can have 20 to 40 people show up with as little as, you know, a day or two's notice.
Mm-hmm.
If you promote it effectively, you can have more than 40 people show up. I mean, just having that support network, I think, is something that really will hopefully help people come on board with doing something like what you and myself are doing.
Well, not only, I think it's so great, this I hate to say organization, but this commitment to freedom is so great. You know, I happen to be a born-again Christian, and there are friends within this group who are atheists. But we both agree on having a nonviolent, non-coercive, non-fraudulent relationship with one another,
yep.
And so we're fine.
Absolutely.
And so that's really
the different
key.
Interest groups here. Yeah. There's a wide array, as you mentioned, Christians, atheists, panentheists. I mean, there's all kinds of different belief systems here. But you're right. The core agreeing belief between all of us is that we think that coercion needs to be eliminated from human relationships.
Yeah.
And so thank you so much, Michelle, for doing what you're doing, for being a trailblazer in the world of not paying, and in this case, not even filing for the government's income taxes. And you'll
thank
be speaking
you.
Saturday afternoon,
yeah.
So plenty of time to get up here to New Hampshire, Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. You can buy a la carte. So, I mean, if you can't make it up for Friday and you can't make it up to see the various different folks, Judge Napolitano, Boston Tea Party, lots of folks, Radley Balco from Reason.com, some of the Friday speakers, maybe you can't make it up for Friday. Come up for Saturday. Buy the one-day pass. Get in. See and meet Michelle and all the other folks that will be here speaking this weekend. Are you going to be here the entire weekend?
I am,
Sunday?
Till Sunday evening.
Okay, cool. So you'll be. So what are you looking forward to seeing here? Because you're also here to enjoy the event.
Definitely going to take advantage of the fact that they're taping this and watch David Friedman, who's speaking at the same time as I am. So I imagine that I'm going to be talking to a camera. Because I know that if I were here visiting, I'd probably be watching him. But I always enjoy seeing talking to Jacob Hornberger, actually. And I've seen him before. And I actually have a question about whether or not he thinks that everybody's a sheep and whether or not he qualifies as a sheep because he's going to sign
we'll,
a census. So.
Maybe we'll get him on the show here. Thanks, Michelle, for coming
Thank
on.
You.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at Escape from Terra.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you...
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And normally our streams are working. They should be now, thankfully. We had one of our friends in Keene go and rescue a major studio snafu on my part. So apologies to anybody that's been trying to listen online. We've been having some problems. But, of course, our radio listeners, I think all has been well there. And our number is still toll-free at 800-259-9231. Whether you've got a question for a guest, of course, you'll have to make sure you get that call in while the guest is on the air. Or you just want to bring up whatever's on your mind. We are here from the 2010 Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. There's so much going on this weekend, and I'm so jealous, Mark, that you get to stay here all weekend and broadcast while I have to travel down on business.
Quit your belly aching.
To go schmooze with the radio industry bigwigs. So coming up tomorrow, Radley Balco from The Agitator at Reason Magazine. He is going to be, in fact, he's already in the building tonight.
He is, yeah, I've spoken with him.
So we'll see if we can drag him in here at some point. I don't think we've ever had the chance to meet Radley Balco.
I've got him scheduled for Saturday.
Okay, great. So, Mark's here just putting everything together, and I'm just kind of hanging out tonight. So there's a lot to talk about here. Angela Keaton from Anti-War, Brett from the School Sucks podcast is here. So you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get a full list of the speakers that we've got this weekend. And it's really, make the trip up here. If you can get up here for even if it's just for a day, you don't want to miss out on the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. There are hundreds of liberty-minded people all together in the same place, enjoying each other's company, and it really is a great time. So come on up. Mark, who's our next guest?
Scott Beezer. He is the publisher of Big Head Press?
I'm the general director.
Okay. So I didn't come up with all these titles. So,
right.
I can just... So Big Head Press is a publisher of sort of liberty-oriented comics. Does that sound right?
Graphic novels.
Okay, graphic novels.
And comics.
Okay. So rattle some of them off for me. I've read everything you guys put out, but people listening haven't.
Oh, boy. Run down the list. Well, let's see. We started out with A Drug War Carol, so, which is really
good. I have read that. That was fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. That was actually originally done on commission for Susan Wells, who came up with the original concept, and I came up with the script and did the art.
And now, that's available free online, right?
Yes. Everything we do is available free online. Just go to bigheadpress.com and click on the appropriate links, and you can read every story that we've done since the beginning for free. And if you like it, hopefully you'll go to Amazon or one of the other retailers you sell through and buy it.
Well, that's great. I didn't even know that Big Head Press was behind A Drug War Carol. I remember reading that years ago, I think when it first came out, like 3 or 4 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys actually turned it into a real comic book, right?
Right. We have a print version. We'll have some for sale here at the Liberty Forum. Yeah.
It's packed full of historic information about the history of the war on drugs, how it came about, and it's told in a very entertaining comic, you know, kind of Christmas Carol style tale.
And,
it's great.
And now the big boy of your graphic novels is the Probability Brooch.
The Probability Brooch, which is an adaptation of L. Neil Smith's original prose story, which was published back in 1980. And we adapted it to graphic novel form, and that was really the original reason Big Head Press was formed, was so that we could do this project. And A Drug War Carol sort of piggybacked onto that, just as sort of a benefit of timing. And then we continued on from A Drug War Carol to several other projects, including Roswell, Texas, which is a...
Roswell, Texas, right. Awesome. It's an alternate future if Santa Anna had been shot at the Alamo.
At the Alamo.
Uh-huh. It is awesome.
And David Crockett survived, and therefore Texas remained independent and not joined the United States.
It takes your mind to a whole nother universe. Now, there's other comics on the list, but I'm kind of focusing on the ones that I really like here. Mm-hmm. Lemuse. Go ahead.
Lemuse sort of came out of left field. It was the result of my being on a comic book forum that Warren Ellis ran, and I was looking for something different to publish, and I ran into a fellow named Eddie Tantamed, who came up with this interesting concept of sort of turning the Superman myth on its head. What if Superman, instead of just, you know, playing a hero and being a bad guy, decided to take over the world? And so the muse is essentially, you have two beautiful young women who are the daughters of you know, other dimensional aliens with godlike superpowers. And
whoever draws this can draw really well. I'd like to see that was the two young ladies that they draw.
That was Hugo Petras, and he's from Spain, and Adi found him, and he did excellent work on that. Yeah.
And Odysseus the Rebel. Now, that has just come out in graphic novel form. Is that correct?
Right. We released that, actually, it was last October when we printed the book. Time flies when you're going insane. That was written by Stephen Grant, who's a well-known writer in comic bookdom, is best known for some of his Punisher stories and also did some work for DC Comics. And he came to us with this different treatment of Odysseus. In the original Greek version, Odysseus, you know, earned the wrath of the gods and therefore had to wander around for 10 years before he made his peace with the gods and was allowed to go home. But in this version, he never quits. He never gives up. He never gives up his defiance of the gods, and he beats them.
It's really awesome. I mean, it's Odysseus with a liberty flair is the way I see it. I mean, you have to kind of understand the concepts of liberty to get it, and somebody could read the story without that understanding. It's a great story nonetheless, but you can see the threads going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So and the two current ones that you're publishing online now, they're not available in print yet.
Not yet.
Phoebus Crumb.
Yeah, Phoebus Crumb is a sequel to Henry Martin and Brenna Martin, which were two of the space pirate novels that Neil had published in the late 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And after Pirates of the Caribbean came out, this is how this got started. After Pirates of the Caribbean came out, I thought, you know, it would be really fun to do a pirate story, but do one in space. And I knew that Neil could have these stories, and so let's do a sequel. And he came up with a story for Phoebus Crumb, in which Phoebus was the sort of right hand man to Henry Martin, and he gets recruited to go in and deal with a dreadnought a super dreadnought ship that's going to threaten the balance of power in the cluster where all these different polities.
And he has a much smaller ship.
And he has to basically largely through wit and guile.
And a great crew.
Try to beat overwhelming forces.
Which is awesome characterization going on. There's a hot chick.
That's Brenna Martin makes a return. Yeah.
Flying space critters, hot chicks, and really,
sort of a space cavalry. Yeah.
Really great characterization. I have to say that if you don't like rated R stuff, we got to watch out for the first couple of pages of Phoebus Crumb. Is that right?
Yeah, we kind of get up on the edge of sort of PG-13 kind of arc.
And, okay. Yeah. So, but if you like that kind of thing, it's right there. I got to say, I read it all. Now, speaking of which, Escape from Terra is your ongoing serial. Now, Phoebus Crumb is a self-contained story that you're in the midst of.
Yeah, it has a beginning, middle, and end, and it's different. We decided to take a different tack because we discovered that doing stories on the web, we would build up an audience for a story, and then when it ended, the audience would sort of evaporate.
Yeah,
we wanted to find a way to sort of keep people going and keep people interested.
Mm-hmm.
So when Sandy Sanford approached us with an idea of doing a series of short stories that were written sort of in the spirit of Robert Heinlein, is very high on this type of stories.
Yeah, they have that feel.
Yeah, we decided to try to transform this into bringing back the old serialized adventure comics of the Buck Rogers and the Terry and the Pirates and those kind of stories. And it's turned out to be very successful for us. Just in terms of our web traffic, we get between 2 and 4 times the amount of unique visitors per day for Escape from Terror than we have for many of our features.
You know, and, I've got to say, I'm an Escape from Terror fan, and I know you do the art for Phoebus Crumb. I'm not trying to diss what you do. I love Escape from Terror. I read Phoebus Crumb every other on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays when it comes out, and I love the fact that we get a little extra story in Phoebus Crumb because it's a full page as opposed to a half page like Escape from Terror, but you know, I chomp at the bit for Escape from Terror. So anybody who's listening, please go to bigheadpress.com. Right there at the top of the list is Escape from Terror. Go to the first in the arc, and then I think you'll be like me, and I read it for 3 days straight. I read everything you guys had, but read the first 10 pages. Give it a try. It is, as far as I'm concerned, an awesome story. Try Phoebus Crumb, too, and be prepared for the first couple of pages.
So, Scott, you guys monetize this by selling the graphic novel
versions? By selling
print
collections, yeah. We're going to get more into merchandising, too, coffee mugs, T-shirts, caps, that sort of thing.
Advertising on the website, does that bring in anything significant at all?
It brings in beer money.
Is that right?
But yeah, it's difficult to make money advertising on the web until you get to a certain level of traffic, and we're just about there now with Escape from Terror. We can start making some more.
How many people are involved at Big Head Press? I mean, how big is the company?
Well, it's me essentially doing just about everything. You know, general director, artist in residence, chief cook and bottle washer.
Yeah, we know what it's like, man.
Yeah, and my brother Frank essentially bankrolls the whole thing, and he handles the money, and he handles most of the advertising sales that we do. And then it's just freelance artists and writers that we bring out for the various projects.
Great. So you contract out the creation of the actual graphic novels to something else.
Right.
Else.
Everything is creator-owned. The people that write and draw the comics actually retain the copyrights to the work, and Big Head Press licenses the rights to distribute them.
Scott from the Big Head Press, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Yeah, and when you go and see Escape from Terror or Phoebus Crumb and you really enjoy it, post on your Facebook status so your friends can see it.
There you go. Hey, thank you so much. Bigheadpress.com for people to go check out.
And there's a print version of Escape from Terror coming out this summer.
Excellent. I'm sure we'll make an announcement of that when it happens. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.